Well, we've come through a pandemic, not quite all the way through it, but we're just about there, it seems, especially here in the state of Connecticut with our the way we've responded to it. And we're finally resuming things that have been going on for years. And one of those is coming up with a couple of, actually three different concerts coming up. Christmas Angelicus, Joyful Noise. And once again, it's nice to be joined by Gabriel LaFalf. Gabriel, it's good to speak to you. It's been far too long.
Thank you so much, Marshall. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be back here after that very strange year that we have, in which we had to put everything on hold. But as you mentioned, luckily we are back and ready to hit the road running.
You know, it's hard to believe that this has this children's choir has been around since 1991.
We are celebrating our 30th anniversary season, and as you might imagine, in the world of not-for-profits and music organizations, that's really a milestone. So we are really excited to be sharing this with our audiences, and we are very proud to get to be alive at 30 with a children's choir, you know, in a small town in Northwest Connecticut, and we want to share that with people by doing what we do best, which is singing.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. I'm in my 51st year of broadcasting, and this radio station has been around since actually 1986 when it was first formed.
Mm-hmm.
And in its current nonprofit form, we've been around for 12 years. And, you know, over the years, there's certain things that just generate excitement for us. It signifies a season. It signifies a major event. And what you do with Christmas Angelicus is one of those events, because it's like when you have the Nutcracker, it tells you the season is here.
Exactly, and people wait for it. It becomes a tradition. The sounds, the smells, the spaces, you know, the chapel, the candlelit environment, everything helps to create that. You know, the illusion of the wellness and the solace that we look for at Christmas time. So you are very right that it has become part of people's tradition. We are proud of that. We embrace that, and we actually encourage people to keep that tradition going by coming to our concerts and by sharing with them, you know, the message of Christmas, which is really universal. It goes past religion. It's about celebration of life in the middle of winter, and with all that, you know, all the meaningful messages that come from that fact, you know, that we reflect on life in the middle of winter.
And especially this year, after coming through what we went through. Well, Christmas Angelicus is coming up in Hartford on Friday, December 10th. Then in Norfolk, which is coming up on Saturday, the 11th. And that is going to be a tribute to John McDonough, which we'll get to in just a second. And then once again in Torrington on Saturday, December 18th. Before we get to the concerts, have you been able to set your practice and your rehearsal schedules up, or has that been a little more complicated than normal?
As you can imagine, it has been complicated, but we have really tried, and we are back in person holding rehearsals with the kids. We have them socially distanced just to be safe. As you probably have heard, singing is a super spreader activity. The aerosols you create by singing are much stronger and durable than the ones that we generate by simply speaking. So that immediately became infamous because of a couple of choir rehearsals that became super spreader events. So all choirs had to go silent during the pandemic. So right now, as we regroup, we are following very strict protocol. We are masked, and like I said, we keep some distance. But luckily, we are able to perform again and to rehearse in person again. And the joy we get from that is just immeasurable. So we are very, very happy. I'm very glad that you mentioned the concerts, and especially the concert on December 11th, the one in Norfolk. That is very special for many reasons. It's not only a tribute to our very dear John McDonough, who passed away last January, and he had been the face and the spoken voice of Christmas Angelicus for many, many years. So we are dedicating that concert to him. And we are doing it in Norfolk, which is, you know, the Church of Christ Congregational in Norfolk is the place of birth of Joyful Noise and Chorus Angelicus. So to have that concert there is going to be very special because that is the location of the very first Christmas Angelicus concerts. So there are many old friends of the organization that will be there, and we will have a beautiful tribute to John McDonough, this wonderful actor and, you know, larger-than-life personality that was with us Christmas in and Christmas out. And we have created, in his honor, a literary award, and as a matter of fact, we just got the names of the winners, so we're very excited. We got a very nice response from our community, lots of submissions from people that wanted to participate. So it has been a success, and we will be announcing and reading the winners of this literary award in honor of John McDonough that night of December 11th at the concert in Hartford.
All right, we are.
I'm so sorry. In Norfolk.
We are talking once again about Christmas Angelicus, and I'll very quickly go over the concerts once again. In Hartford, it's Friday, December 10th at St. Patrick's, Anthony Hartford. Then Christmas Angelicus in Norfolk on the 11th. That is a tribute to John McDonough, Christ Church Congregational. And then once again, Christmas Angelicus Torrington, which is Saturday, December 18th at Trinity Episcopal Church on Prospect Street. Now, John McDonough really was bigger than life, and he really encompassed, I think, and married very well with the youth that sing. But it's hard to replace somebody like that. But you do have somebody that is going to be doing this, a friend of ours and someone that most people in Connecticut know of. John Dankowski is going to be doing this.
Absolutely. John has been already with us for the last 3 years when John McDonough's health declined and he told us he couldn't keep doing Christmas Angelicus. We had a very slow transition, and he actually even mentored John Dankowski a little bit into the art, you know, the magic of Christmas Angelicus. And so it was really a beautiful transition, very smooth. They are two completely different people, and we decided to embrace that. And John Dankowski just brings a wonderful style that is a little folky, a little more homey and intimate. And we love that. And we embraced the change. And we certainly have generated a great artistic collaboration with John Dankowski. And it is a true pleasure to collaborate with him, to be in touch with him, to discuss the music that I'm picking out for the concerts and how he finds poems and readings that somehow go in sync with those musical compositions. John Dankowski himself is very musical and immediately draws associations and connections with composers, with poets, with lyrics, with places. And that has made this relationship very fruitful, and I hope one that will last for many years to come. So we are very happy to have John Dankowski. Since you mentioned John, this year also we have a new organist for Christmas Angelicus. We have the wonderful Scott Lamline. Scott plays at St. John's Episcopal Church in West Hartford. He's an extremely wonderful organist, very accomplished recitalist, and we are very excited to be sharing Christmas Angelicus with him as well this year. So Scott Lamline at the organ, John Dankowski reading and narrating. Of course, Andrew Thompson, our dear percussionist and former Chorus Angelica singer, who's always with us at percussion, providing some timpani for the big carols and, you know, in general, wonderful musicianship. So we have a good team.
We are speaking once again about, Christmas Angelicus. And if you folks want more information, we will have on our on-demand page all the links posted. But very simply, chorusangelicus.com, chorusangelicus.com, and then you can go to the calendar of events and get the information and click and get tickets and more. So we come into the holiday season of 2021, Gabriel, How do you select the music? I mean, is it the same every year, or do you try to put different twists on it?
Oh, no, no, definitely we have, we like to put twists on it. And the beauty, of course, Angelicos, is that through the years, it has become a choral organization that interacts with the local composers, with, you know, local creative spirits. So many times we premiere a piece for a Christmas Angelicos concert. Many times I go through past programs and I have a sense of pieces that have been very popular and that both audience and singers would like comebacks for a specific item, a specific work. Traditionally, we keep four carols to share with the audience, and we try that those be the same, just so people, again, so there's a sense of tradition, a sense of repetition from year to year. And people will, of course, recognize carols like Once in Royal David City or The First Noel or Good King Wenceslas. That kind of carol that everyone can just stand up and sing their hearts out. So, yes, it's a very fun process, and it actually begins the moment the last Christmas Angelicos concert is sung. I concoct a long list where I have many items, and there are so many leftovers from year to year that it's always fun to figure out how the pieces are going to go. And, of course, many, many factors go into it. You know, the speed of the piece that we want, how many fast numbers we want as opposed to meditative, slow, intimate ones. And numbers with big organ accompaniment versus numbers with choir a cappella. So you create different sonic environments, sonic landscapes for the audience. Pieces in Latin or macaronic, you know, mixing Latin and English, or you want another language, we want to be a little more international, bring a little Russian or a little Spanish. So there's always so many interesting and cool factors and, you know, criteria to work with. So it's always great fun. And come October, when I put the last touches, my brain always tells me, no, change that piece. And, you know, put something else there that you have been waiting for years. And that's exactly where I am right now. I have to present the program this basically by week's end. And I still have one piece that I'm not completely sure. So, you know, that gives you an idea of the process, how it goes. And as I select the music, I share with I shoot an email to John Dankowski so he knows, you know, more or less what the texts are going to be about. And he does a terrific job just creating this connecting thread between spoken text and sung songs.
Once again, Christmas Angelicos in Hartford on December 10th, and a tribute to John McDonough in Norfolk on December 11th, and then in Torrington on Saturday, December 18th. Gabriel, much success with this year's concert, and like I said, it's great to speak to you again, and it's great to have the full concert back for us all.
Oh, thank you so much again. And if I can do just one more appeal to all your wonderful listeners in the area, especially because we are in the same corner of the state. Because of the pandemic, Chorus Angelicos has taken a big hit in numbers and singers. You know, people kind of shy away from singing these days, but things are coming back. And so I would like to encourage everyone out there, families with kids or grandparents, or uncles and aunties that are looking for things for their kids to do. Chorus Angelicos is alive and kicking. We need singers more than ever. So if there's a little one that likes to sing in your family, please consider coming to Torrington. We are based at Trinity Church in Torrington. We definitely need young voices to repopulate our choirs. So it would be great to have new kids in the new year. So come check us out at Christmas Angelicos and see what we do. And it might be a great match for some members of your family.
All right.
And thank you so much. Thank you so much for this time and the opportunity to talk about Christmas Angelicos.
And once again, chorusangelicos.com on the web. Gabriel, we'll speak to you at least next year or maybe before that.
Thank you, Marshall. A pleasure always.